Blog Talk Radio.
Celebrated in Russia is victory over the Nazis, although that's a victory in Europe. And then the Russians later declared war on Japan before we dropped the A-bomb or after the A-bomb. Very interesting how they handled that. Of course, they were getting even for Russia's defeat in the Russo-Japanese War. Now, one of the least parts of history in World War II in Nazi Germany that's written about, there's very little written about the women who are suspected lesbians who were running the management of the concentration camps. They were particularly brutal towards men. And, of course, you see some of the pictures, and some of them did hang after the Allies won and Germany surrendered. The war in Europe, there is a story about Stalin sent out this gang of NKVD, that's what they were called then, the Russian secret police. They were first called the Cheka, then the NKVD, then the KGB, and now they're the Federal Security Service, going through all these transformations. Anyway, this was a bunch of women who were particularly tough, and they went out supposedly into the countries that the Red Army was occupying, and they were there to intimidate the populace, especially the males. That's a story that I have heard from a Russian emigre, and they were called the Red Hyenas, but it's very difficult to find any information, more information about this episode in world history. Talking about slavery, on this day, Captain John Brown had his raid on Harper's Ferry, and he was going to free the slaves. The Union Army later went after him. I think it was Colonel Lee, who was in charge of the Union Army detachment that went after John Brown. It was somebody famous who served in the American Civil War. I think it was Lee. I'll check up on that. Everybody who likes dogs remember Barbara Woodhouse and her unique way of training dogs. And then, of course, today is the birthday of one of the great Italian symphony conductors. He did a lot of opera recordings also. He was co-conductor of the Chicago Symphony, and he made also a great recording of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the Ode to Joy, which the words written by Friedrich Schiller. And, of course, we're going to play the Japanese excerpt of the end of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which they play New Year's Eve every year. The Germany sent musicians to Japan to train their musicians. Play this excerpt from Beethoven's Ninth. Well, we will be back Wednesday, at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Hope we get all this straightened out. So I suppose we should end with politics and poker, just for the heck of it. And what happened here? And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. YouTube. So in with politics and poker, because we're going to see a lot of that with this upcoming presidential election in November 2016.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five.